Political reaction now. We're joined by Deputy Carol Nolan from the Rural Independence Group. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme, Deputy.
So, Good afternoon.
What's your verdict on Budget 24?
Well, look, it's mixed. Certainly, I know that finally the Minister for Finance has listened to some of the requests that the Rural Independent Group have made, like in terms of the carers allowance, seeing the means test disregard increase to €450 for a single person and €900 for a couple is certainly very welcome. In terms of education, we would have constantly lobbied for students to be given more supports, and we certainly welcome that reduction in the contribution fee of €1,000, which is a once-off. The increase in student grants is certainly welcome. The mortgage interest relief, very welcome. And my understanding is that approximately 165,000 mortgage holders will benefit. And that's fantastic. But we would be disappointed, obviously, in terms of housing. What we've heard over and over again for the past number of years from government is great announcements in regard to funding, but delivery is an entirely another matter. And it's not happening. And I know, certainly as a TD in Laois Offaly, housing is one of the biggest issues, and it's the same for any other TD across the country. But there's a lack of affordable housing schemes. There's a lack of delivery. And I believe that, you know, government will be judged on the delivery and not the funding announcements. And that's something that certainly needs to be improved. Mm. In terms of agriculture, I just want to say that certainly the consultation period being extended in respect of the residential land zone tax is welcome. I believe there needs to be a lot more dialogue on that. And it was of concern to many farming organisations and farmers who, you know, were anticipating another tax burden. So that period of time for more dialogue and collaboration is certainly welcome. But there was more that could be done and should have been done. But certainly we're glad that the Minister has listened to the Rural Independence on a number of issues.
The cost of living measures, temporary once-off measures, the Minister's right to focus on a package of temporary measures.
I don't know if that's it's certainly in terms of inflation, it's a short-term thing, you know, it's a short-term reaction. But I think, you know, people need something more long-term. I mean, certainly with electricity prices, what I don't understand is why the electricity companies can't be brought in here to the Oireachtas Committee and reduce the costs rather than government having to jump in with credits. I believe that certainly the responsibility should lie with those energy companies, first off, and that should have been done because they are semi-state. So look, I believe, yes, there's temporary measures, temporary fixes, there's sticky plasters put on wounds, I think, in some cases that are going to be very short term. Government needs to take long term actions, and I believe one long term action they should take, and I've called on the Taoiseach directly to take this action, is to bring in the energy companies, because it has impacted businesses and it's actually closed businesses in my own constituency of Laois Offaly.